Welcome to the Winner's Circle. Thank you for joining in. You're listening to my podcast. This is episode 2. So, what do we think about social media? What is the purpose of it? How can we use it? How can it benefit us? There's so many things to think about when it comes to this virtual entity. One of the things I feel is that, you know, we should be using social media, obviously, to stay in touch with friends and family, that kind of thing, but also using it as a tool to make it work for us. I do believe everything does have a beginning and does have an end. So just as there was life before social media, and if you want to go a step deeper before the internet, you know, social media may come to an end at some point. I don't know when, but at some point, how would you have used this time wisely to make it work for you? How would you have used this time to make social media a tool into progression in your life? You know, what is the intent sometimes when we're posting? Are we posting for likes? Are we posting for personality? Are we posting to promote a business or to promote an idea or just to have some sort of outlet, whether it's creative or not, for an interest that we may have? And I feel like when we understand why we have social media, then we can use it to our benefit. So one of the things that I find interesting is, you know, time is so important and time is so valuable that it's something we can never get back. Even you listening to 30 seconds of my podcast, you can't get those 30 seconds back. It just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. You're allotted new time. However, you just can't get back what you already kind of used up. So with that being said, you know, are we seeing that the progression, the evolution of this technology, how rapidly it happened over like the past decade, are we taking that into consideration that eventually at some point, just as fast as it's growing, that could possibly be as fast as it downfalls, if that makes any sense to you? So are we prepared for life after social media? So if we're using social media as a tool and we're building a business, how are we keeping our customers, our clientele, whatever numbers of followers we've built up, how are we keeping them in our palm, in our pocket, outside of social media? Do we have everyone's phone numbers? Do we have everyone's email addresses? Do we have a mailing list? Because if social media does end, which it will at some point, there will still be the internet. So are we still able to connect with these people off of a social media platform via the internet? And then if you want to take it a step further, we can talk about, you know, there was life before the internet and before Wi-Fi. So what happens when those things go and they're no longer around? How are we communicating? Is it so much that, you know, we're on social media so much that we only know how to interact via technology? So when it comes to interacting with real people, there's a disconnect. Sometimes I feel like that's very possible. Sometimes I feel like it has its pros and it has its cons, you know? The con is that you're doing so much interaction via online, via text, via email, via social media, inbox, DM, whatever you want to name it, that you're not having that real human experience, that real human interaction with another individual until you decide to say, hey, let's meet up. And then you meet up and then you take it from there. And one of the pros, though, is that it connects you instantly to somebody who you may not in your wildest dreams ever thought you would have crossed paths with. You know, you could be here, I'll use myself as an example, here in New York, and social media connects me to somebody in, we'll say, Brussels, Belgium, over in Europe. You know, that normally wouldn't probably happen on a regular day with no internet, no social media platform, no Wi-Fi type of thing. Me just walking around New York, I highly doubt that would have happened. But if you ever look at how quickly the internet and social media connects people in a matter of seconds, that's very likely for that to happen. And it's very likely that you build these connections and these bonds. And you never know, like, the whole world is here for us to see. So when you make these connections with people, you don't know what you're making a connection with. Hopefully you're using your better judgment and you're making positive connections. But just to get you outside of your comfort zone a little bit and what you know, I feel like that's one of the benefits of social media. Just the instant connection with people. And, you know, you're using this now. And you're using it to be social. You're using it to be friends with people, to catch up with family and friends from high school, college, what have you, whatever. But, you know, are we at the age where we're like, okay, let me see how I can use this to promote business for myself? I've noticed that a lot of us who were born in the late 1970s and even an 80s baby, we had the advantage of growing up without so much technology influence and then seeing the start of it and the rise of it and kind of just watching it grow in waves at very fast paces. So we have that perspective, we have that advantage, and I feel like for us as being that generation, we definitely should hop on it to be like, okay, let's, you know, we'll use it for social stuff, but let's use it to build our bank account somehow. Or let's use it to help people that we want to help with volunteering and, you know, community service work or anything of that nature, charity work. All that versus the children who were born in the 90s or mid to late 90s and their only real first interaction with people, aside from their family, obviously, but social communications is social media, is the internet, you know? I feel like they've got it. They've hopped right on it. Like, they know that technology is growing at a very fast rate, a very fast speed, and they're on it. They're the ones building businesses off of every little thing that you see on Instagram, off of Facebook, and, you know, everything like that. Of course, our generation is catching on and doing the same thing, but I feel like with these millennials that are up now, the next generation, they're not really holding back. And they're really setting the trend, which is important, which is interesting to me too. Speaking of trending, the next part of social media that I wanted to touch on was, why do you post? You know, are you posting for your personality, like I said before, or your creative outlet, or are you somewhat kind of controlled in a sense to where you're posting a certain amount of times a day, or choosing certain topics to post about based on a trend and what's trending? And looking at that form of control with social media to you as an individual, just that influence, you know, how much time do you dedicate to social media versus how much time do you dedicate to real life? And it's interesting to sit back and see, like, you know, a virtual entity kind of controls a lot of our lives. They've got calendars, they've got events on social media, they can link it to your phone, you know, all these different things. And in a sense, it's a form of dependency and a form of control. So it winds up becoming a conversation of, how much control do you want to give this thing, this virtual entity? How much control do you want to give it over your life? Aren't you supposed to be the one in control of your life? Another interesting point for that too is, you know, my thing is, whenever I've met someone off of social media, I feel like there are three phases that I kind of go through when meeting someone. I kind of see them as like a puzzle in a sense. You know, they have their social media image, which is initially how I kind of met them, how I crossed paths with them through social media, especially if they live out of state. then I have that image and getting to know them with that image. And then I'll find myself connecting the dots, like, okay, you know, if we're talking on the phone or we're texting, I'm connecting the dots with this individual ultimately until we have a meetup. And then when we meet up, it's like, okay, this person is like this. Then I get a sense of their energy. I get a sense of their vibe. I get a sense of who they are in the flesh, in the physical form. And that makes a whole world of a difference. And then finally, depending on what stems from this, if you are building a relationship or a good friendship or what have you, you wind up getting to know them personally. You get to know some of their habits that they don't put on social media, but now that you know them personally, you're being exposed to that, or you're picking up on it, or you're noting it, or they're revealing these things to you because you've earned a level of trust with them, because now you're on a different level with them versus just somebody on my Facebook page or somebody on my Instagram page. So those are some interesting pieces to me when it comes to social media, and that's kind of all I have. I don't know if I missed anything. Hopefully I wasn't rambling for too long. I did try to keep it short, but that was just my take and my opinion on social media and the internet, and just business and putting yourself out there and dedicating a certain amount of time to social media and dedicating a certain amount of time to your real life, and how you can kind of incorporate all of that to make this work for you. I hope that you gain something from this. So, peace and blessings. Until next time.